Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, a few sentences. Tell us who you are and what do you do?
Hi. Thank you for having me. First of all, I appreciate that. I am a female fintech founder based out of Red Wing, Minnesota. And I'm passionate about helping people help themselves and to help other people. We built an app called SPAVE, which stands for Sharing Purpose and Value Every Day. It's the only all-in-one app that uses everyday spending to help people easily save and easily give without changing their behavior. In other words, we allow people to use existing behaviors to transform futures.
And what is your name?
My name is Susan Langer, and I am the founder and CEO of Live, Give, Save.
Awesome, Susan. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Learning and leveraging knowledge and resources to achieve individual and shared goals. If we are focused on things that we value the same, we're going to get further faster together. And so I look and will only partner with organizations and with companies that are aligned with our values.
Awesome, awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
To me, it's all about relationships. That's why networking is so incredibly vital. The other aspect is it's all about your reputation. So you develop trusting relationships based on your character and your reputation that you've built over the years. Part of that building trust in your reputation is being authentic. And so I have a model and a mantra that I use in making sure that I can build that trust from the very beginning. And that's ask to learn, listen to understand, assume positive intent, and speak truth in love.
Perfect, perfect there. Question number four, what advice you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
So for me, it's really important to join a peer-to-peer group. That's the first thing that I would recommend for any business owner. I actually am part of an organization called CEO Roundtable. And there's 10 of us in a group, actually 11 of us in our group, and we meet monthly. And we help one another with business challenges and issues. We provide introductions to people that would help us in our businesses. That is the most important thing that I think I've done in the last 4 to 5 years in starting my company. Make sure that your LinkedIn profile is complete, that it is current, and leverage that to the nth degree that you possibly can. LinkedIn has been, for me, one of the most important things, as well as joining that peer-to-peer group in getting information out. So thank you, Reid Hoffman, for launching that and introducing that. Know your audience. You learn everything that you possibly can about the industry, about the market, and about the competition. Become a subject matter expert so that people see you as the go-to person for advice, for quotes, or to refer a new client. To me, also, when you look at building your business, I personally think it's vital to have an intergenerational type of management structure. So we have identified interns and aligned them with our senior leaders. And so those interns from these regional colleges and universities are getting knowledge from us on strategy, structure, systems, risk management. But we're getting fresh ideas from these young minds, and that they really are our target audience. So the more that we can learn from them, the better that we will be in building our product and in understanding our target market.
Perfect. Perfect. I love that. I love that intergenerational concept there. I have that in my business right now there. So let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah. Number one, Casey Hartsung. She's the owner and principal of Fusion Hill. It's a marketing company that marries research, strategy, and creative. She is a powerhouse. I've learned so much from her. There's also John Long. He is the co-founder of Aviante. He's also the CEO of another company called Brummelcamp. He is what I would call a serial entrepreneur. He's just always getting involved in organizations and helping them excel. So those are two people that I think you would enjoy interviewing.
I will look them up when we're done here. But question number six, Susan, most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one. So Susan, tell me about your first time. What's your first sale?
So that's interesting. I loved this question because it made me go back and think about what was my first sale. And I was trying to think, is it about the current company or my real first sale? And I'll tell you, my real first sale was when I was in junior high and I was selling advertising on nylon gym bags. And I had to go around to the different companies in our community and ask them if they would support and put an advertisement on it. And I met with the bank executive, the bank executive in our small town. And he sat me down and he treated me so professional and he was so serious and he was kind, but he didn't make it necessarily easy on me. He made me work for it. And it was the best thing he could have done. It helped build up confidence. And so, I mean, it was a very lucrative summer, I will say, in that.
Awesome. Awesome.
And the best sale that I made with Live, Give, Save actually was selling my company idea to my first board member, who is our board secretary now, and it was the best thing that I could do. And I didn't think that I would be able to sell it to him, but I did. And he's still Perfect. On board 5 years later.
I'm glad you got them on board there. You now have 3 minutes and 7 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
So this is a great opportunity. I want to thank you so much for having me on here. We are looking right now for us. We're trying to raise funds so that we can drive our business forward. COVID-19 has affected our business and our ability to raise capital. We were fortunate and blessed enough to receive a grant, an innovation grant from Launch Minnesota. And that was exactly at the same time that COVID-19 hit. So we took our app off the app store to preserve capital. And so now we're taking this opportunity to redesign the UI and the UX and drive our business forward. And so we're looking for those, a lead investor. We have other investors that are interested, but we're looking for lead investors that want to participate in a fintech, a woman-owned fintech with a immigrant co-founder that's focused on social impact and a rural innovation at that. So we're excited. We know that we have an opportunity here to help people help themselves and to help people live, give, and save with purpose, because we believe everybody has a purpose, and the more that we can help them make healthy, informed decisions, the sooner that they will achieve their goals and objectives and their destiny.
Awesome, awesome. You have 1 minute and 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early?
So I would like to know from you, what was your favorite interview that you've done in the last 6 months, and why?
Favorite interview the last 6 months and why? Probably would be my buddy, Professor Peaks. I just enjoy his company. He's one of my clients, and I tell him that I always tease him. I says, look, you put a gun in my head and force me to have beer with one of my clients, it's going to be you.
That's cool. And what does he teach?
He helps people with stress.
Oh, well, wow. He's really busy. And I mean, this is
very busy
time for him. Yeah. Good for him.
He is. So you pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
LiveGiveSave.com.
In the description, it's magic. Susan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you very much. When will this play?
Well, we're still recording, Susan. So for anyone else who's wanting to make sure that, for everyone else who's watching and listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.